This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My brothers, my sisters in Islam, welcome to Roaming Ramadan, Lessons on the Road. I'm still in beautiful Tawi, Philippines, by far. And sorry about that, Manila, Zamboanga, Sultan Qudrat and everyone else. But Tawi experience by far has been the greatest for so many reasons. Number one, and that is wallahi, with no exaggeration, some of the best, most sincere people I have ever come across. And it was sensed before even interacting with the people. We have seen them when we arrived to the airport. We have seen them when we were in our vans. They cannot see us. We were in tented vans. But we can see in their eyes the sincerity, the tears, the excitement. Subhanallah al-Azim. We fell in love with the people before even interacting with them. Secondly, we came to know, and I personally came to know that Tawi is the birthplace of Islam to the entire country. It was the gateway to Islam to the entire Philippines. And I didn't know that until I arrived Tawi. We've been told that Tawi is one of the most violent spots in the Philippines. Terrorists are everywhere. Don't go there. They scared us every day, every night. Whenever we plan something in Tawi, people will tell us, don't go there. And perhaps this delayed the process of us coming here. Not because we don't want to. Not because we are afraid to come. Because we believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had destined us where to die anyway. Not only that, but destined to us how we're going to die. So if Allah destined to us the way, how, or where we're going to die, then why should we be scared to go anywhere? So long as we are taking the precautions necessary, you know, measurement to protect ourselves, because this is also part of Islam. But the reason why we were not able to come all this long, because no one wanted to facilitate the way in. No one wanted to cooperate, subhanAllah, until this brother have shown up, alhamdulillah. And brother Sarhan is with me for this special episode in Tawi. I'm leaving day after tomorrow. I stayed after the event about 3-4 days because I want to enjoy the sights, some of the best places you could ever visit. I was talking to some brothers and sisters from the tourism department about how to improve the facilities, the beaches, the resorts, so that we can attract more tourism and more tourists to this spot, because I could just, from the clarity of the water, I can see the potential that is one of the places that would attract a lot of attention. With me, brother Sarhan, Habibi, may Allah bless you. I am not good in introducing titles and who are you and what to do. I love you for the sake of Allah, despite whatever position you hold. But can we, for the sake of those who are watching us, just introduce yourself, who are you, what you're doing, and how did you get to know each other? Bismillah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أحبتي في الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. By the way, I am Brother Sirhan Sidaris. I am the Provincial Public Relations Officer for Religious Affairs of the Province of Tawi. Alhamdulillah. It was really an opportunity. Alhamdulillah, and the province, the people of Tawi is really happy and honored to have, of course, Brother Wael, Dr. Salah, Ustaz Isa, and of course, Mufti Menk, Mufti Ismail Menk in our province. That's true. Tawi is known to be the cradle of Islam in the country, as it was on 1380. That was the year when Islam came in, and it was through Sheikh Karimul Makdum who landed at Tubi in Dayan Simunon. I was really amazed, Brother Wael, when Mufti Menk explained that Simunur, if you make it, a Simunur is the entrance of light. It was really great. And people of Simunur, by the way, when you go to Simunur, they call themselves as a Simunur. So it was our Simunur.
So which is light.
Which is light, mashallah. Alhamdulillah.
And I'm sure you are originally from Tawi, is it?
I am from, by the way, I am from Zamboanga. But right now I stay already here in Tawi for a couple of years.
We have seen you so passionate about bringing us to Tawi. We have observed your tears, your emotions. Although you were not born
in Tawi Tawi, but you were so keen to bring us to Tawi Tawi. What's really the main reason behind all the emotions that we have observed?
It was a great experience also, Brother Wael. No, first time that I arrived here in Tawi Tawi, there was also this kind of experience that I saw in the governor. I saw him, how he really facilitate and push forward for our brothers and sisters here in Tawi Tawi to learn about Islam, to fall in love about Islam. And from the beginning, that's one of our advocacy. That's one of my dream, also to push for people to really understand that Islam is not terrorism. Mm. Islam is not radicalism. Islam is peace. Mm. As mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that ummatan wasatan, we Muslim, it should be in the moderation. We should be moderate and to really understand also the people, especially. Mm. Because when you talk about Tawi Tawi, Brother Wael, it is known to be the most peaceful province in Bahrain. Alhamdulillah, because people respect and love one another, Christians, Muslims, and human. Yes. By having that, it's one thing, the components that I really look forward to have in my community.
I mean.
And Alhamdulillah. I'm really emotional when you talk about this one, because I know that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect and sustain me and us, all of us, and accept all of our effort. But having you here in Tawi Tawi helped us a lot, especially in advising and giving other people, Tawi Tawians, the best explanation about the secrets of marriage, about the struggles to unity, about the seeking home in gender, and of course our Shabab.
We cannot end this video without mentioning the governor of the province of Tawi Tawi, Haji Ismail
Mang Sali,
who really sponsored the entire event. I was talking to my wife earlier that they did not just sponsor the event by bringing us all the way from different parts of the world to Tawi Tawi, but they also opened the space for the Tawi Tawians, the people of Tawi Tawi, for absolutely no cost. Not only that, but also food was provided, drinks, and people were absolutely joyous to see the four of us embracing the governor. May Allah bless him. Mm-hmm. A man whom we have seen his tears as well throughout the day. Like, I was telling my family that this man was crying, subhanAllah, with tears. A man of authority, a man of position, was crying from the moment he received us in his residential, I think, was it the residential office or something? All the way until up late in the night, whenever we talk to him, whenever we give him a hug, whenever Mufti Meng give him a gift, you know, his best as a gift while he's giving a speech. Although,
thank you so much.
We were planning it with Brother Sahana. This is something on the road, on the side. Like, Brother Sahan told me, wallahi, it would be very good gesture if we can, give a gift.
A little Mufti honor Meng. For him.
Yeah, because he did a lot and we wanted to just honor him. It would be a surprise. I said, look, I can't promise I will talk to Mufti. So I talked to Mufti on the stage and he said, but I only have two. And I'm going to different events and I'm not going home to get a new one. So he said, no, I can't because I need to change. I said, no worries, no rush. I told Brother Sahan, no promise, right? But a few minutes later, Mufti Meng sensed that the man is loved by the people. He's been sitting with the people without fear. No guards around him, no guns, nothing. In a place that is looked at as the most dangerous place in the Philippines, subhanAllah. So when Mufti Meng realized that the people love the man and he's been in power for 3 years, in office for 3 years, I was actually talking to a military or a marine soldiers a while ago, and I told him, how many incidents that you have witnessed in the past, you know, ever since you've been here? He said, since the governor Ismail took the office, not a single incident. Mm. Prior to that, every year there was something. But now for the past 3 years, ever since he's been in power, mashallah, tabarakallah, the place is secure and safe, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep it more safe. Oh. Only then Mufti Meng told me, let's go. And the man was giving a speech at the time. Inshallah, we can show.
He was really crying. Like, he was emotional.
Yeah.
Allahu Akbar.
And Mufti Meng gave him that bish as a gift. Brother Sarhan, a last maybe question. Maybe one takeaway from this experience, and the most beneficial thing that we all came up with, or we all benefited from, as a result of this mega event, for the first time in the history of Tawi Tawi, for the first time in the history of ourselves as speakers, as mashayikh in the field of da'wah. What is the takeaway? This one thing. I also want you to talk to me about this public holiday that was announced before our coming. We took a resolution. They gave us a resolution, a wooden resolution, that on that day, on that minute, and that year, the four of us arrived. We don't deserve that, brother. But who came up with this idea and why, and what is the benefit?
It was all the idea of the governor. By the way, he was really hands-on. I do the legworking and everything, but he is the nucleus. He was the brain cell. He will be, even the food, brother. He was really cautious about the food. He would like to, can we order some biryani, or can we order something that he wanted to eat?
But we got the best lobster in the world.
Alhamdulillah.
Which made us sick because we ate too much.
But Dr. Salah ate maybe more or less.
I think Dr. Muhammad Salah, we don't want to expose how many he ate, but we all got sick as a result of eating too much, mashallah.
Alhamdulillah, that was it. Alhamdulillah, the governor, and of course, together with the vice governor, his son, and the members of the Sangguniang Palalawigan had come together and unite to declare on that day to be a holiday, to pave way for others who are also from the different islands to attend and witness the ilm boosting program that we have. One of the best takeaway, mashallah, for me, for my observation really, was you gave us the opportunity to understand one another. It was a great opportunity for us to be more sensitive with one another, to be more caring with one another. When we were working, Brother Wael, I have a lot of team. Shout out to to Dr. Mubin, to Attorney Persian Tayyab, of course to Sister Sir Hachula, Sheikh Abdul Basit, Sir Musannib, and all of the team, Ma'am Rajendra, Ma'am Ken, Attorney Mardia, who is really at the back, pushing forward to make the program productive, mashallah. And we sometimes, brother, there are misunderstandings. That's somewhat like we wanted to make like this and like that. But because we are reminded that this program is something to do with our faith, then we need to understand one another.
Allah.
If we do it, then can we do it together? Mm. And it helped us a lot.
Despite differences, despite exactly. Everyone thinks his way is better. So yes, can we bring everything together to bring the best out of everyone?
And what's more meaningful is that majority and some of our non-Muslim brothers and sisters are also in the front line of helping us, mashallah. Mm-hmm. There's this one brother who had an accident. He had some bruises here because he was really helping some how to manage and everything. And the governor was giving him a lot of, mashallah. But now we are giving the medication and everything what he needs. But the essence is the unification and the understanding of one another really is really amazing.
Alhamdulillah. What I have taken away from this visit, mashallah, tabarakallah, is generosity.
Alhamdulillah.
The generosity we have witnessed in this place is just beyond me. It's mind-boggling. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect the people of Tawi Tawi, the governor who sponsored almost every inch of our stay. My family are with me. They did not even make me worry for a bit about where they are. Even though they were not around me during the event, I was alone with the speakers. They are with the audience, but I never worried about them because they have shown me from minute one upon landing that my family are being looked at in the most secure, most perfect way. Even after the event is over now, I went today for some shopping and Allahu Akbar, I never expected that the people would be coming to me, talking to me on the streets, taking pictures and thanking us. Like, it is as if really the visit was something they've been waiting for too long. And I wanted to apologize for not being able to make it earlier. Wallahi, it was not beyond me, beyond Mufti Mink. It was beyond all of us. But now, alhamdulillah, we have the channel. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it happen again and again Allah. And again. But may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect this place and make it a place of security following the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam when he make this beautiful dua about Mecca. رب اجعل هذا البلد بلدا آمنا. Oh Allah, make this place a place of security and safety and peace. Ameen, ameen, ameen.
Allah, brother Sarhan,
may Allah protect you, you and your family. You know, brother Sarhan, before we record, he wanted to change. I told him, brother, you don't have to change. He said, no, I must change. I said, okay, I didn't want to push him. But I want to expose now. Are you wearing the t-shirt underneath?
It's not.
Did you take off the t-shirt? He was wearing a t-shirt that says, I love my family, was it?
Yes.
I love my family in Arabic. And then a hadith about the Prophet ﷺ where it says that the best of you is he who is best to his family. And mashallah, before the recording, we had a very nice... fun time with the family.
Thank you so much.
And the kids, mashallah. May Allah protect you, brother.
Allah.
And jazakumullah khairan.
Thank you so much.
Guys, pray for Tawi.
Allah.
Do your very best to come and visit. The beaches are Maldives style. Wallahi. It needs a little bit of development. Reach out to people who you trust in the region so that you can come, inshallah ta'ala, to the right place without any, you know, issues, inshallah. But it's a place that worth, inshallah, visiting. May Allah bless you all. Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.